Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And this is our last segment. It's amazing. It flies.
It flies.
2 hours and yeah, it goes like yeah. this.
We've enjoyed ourselves.
Absolutely.
I hope our guests have too.
Well, they better have. And the last segment here is with Kate Beckman, who is one of the actors and actually a director also with the Port Washington Play Troupe. And we're talking about the upcoming African Queen and a little bit about Guys and Dolls that's coming up. But we were talking about listening.
Right.
And I didn't want, I know it's important, so I didn't want to cut you off. I said, let's get the whole thing.
I understand. If you go back to Greek theater, when they wrote Greek theater, if there was something, a battle or something monumental going on, a messenger would come in and talk about it and describe it. And the Greeks did this because they felt that the observers could create a far more horrendous or terrific scene in their minds than if they actually did it on stage. So they were relying on the listening skills of their audience to create that. Today, we would do it. We have the special effects. We would do the big, elaborate scene. But the Greeks, somebody would come in, describe it, and then it was up to you, the listener, to create that. It's like when you're reading a book.
Right. Yeah, actually, Recently, I watched a series on TV, The Slap, but it was panned. They said it was terrible. I thought it was tremendous, but that's such a show. I mean, it makes no difference. But that's what they did. Like, they had a person, they had like five or six characters, and each week they talked about a different one, and the whole story was somebody slapped another child because he was bad. He was fooling around at a barbecue and gave him a good slap, and it ripped everybody apart, the whole family. But as they introduced characters and situations, there was a voice in the background that basically said, okay, now Kate went to Iris's house, but they saw you walk into Iris's house, and she was full of hate because blah, 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 blah. And it was unusual. Now, I think that was one of the things that hurt it, but that's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They were setting the stage to get you all worked up that you're getting cranky and going after Iris.
Yeah.
It was really unique.
It was a TV, like ABC.
One of, I mean, a network show that really, after the second one, it got panned. There was talk about pulling it, and my wife and I both enjoyed it. It was very, I thought it was intense. Whatever. That's not the point. They use that trick, or not trick. What is it? It's a concept, a theory.
Well, you've taken away the visual, so
right.
we leave it up to you to create, and the mind can create a far more detailed.
Uh-huh.
And then you can also. It's the same thing, like you said, the books on tape, or if you're reading a book, you create it. You can cast who you want. Sometimes you'll ask somebody, which did you like better, the movie or the book? Well, when I'm reading the book, I can put who I want in the role. I can get an image of them, and I'll play it in my head as I read the book.
Well, right, absolutely.
That's what makes for a good director, too.
Oh, sure. It's the truth.
To see it, to pull it all together.
Mm-hmm. Well, the director, I mean, my role in African Queen, I am there.
You're the queen.
And,
you're the queen.
No. I'm the one that has to pay. It all comes down to me. But I'm their eyes and their ears outside because, I mean, I can speak. And I think good directors have had experience as actors, because I can think of times when I've been acting and you're doing everything you think you're supposed to be doing. You've worked on the role and all that, but you don't know if it's coming across. And you need those eyes out there, the director, to say, look, I know you've, but it's not coming across. The message isn't coming
through.
Right. So, and that's what makes directing difficult, because as we watch or listen to the rehearsal, is it working or isn't it working? And if it isn't working, where's the difficulty and how can we change it? And how do you give a suggestion to your cast so that they'll process that and move forward as quickly as possible? So it really does make it very, very difficult. And I found myself last night as we went through our last rehearsal, I didn't want to watch a lot of it. I wanted to listen to it.
So I could look away
because I want to hear what the listeners are going to hear during the broadcast, because it's when you come on Sunday, it's actually to watch what it would look like to do a radio broadcast, but ultimately it will go out on air and to listen to it. Are we getting the ideas and are we telling the story so that the listener, somebody at home who's turned their radio on, will get what's going on. Do they see the pictures?
So, did you actually turn?
Yeah. There were times so you have to, I looked away.
Right, okay, okay. Which makes sense because you want to do something, but I'm watching your face and you're mm-hmm. you're putting the story across.
The nonverbal is very, very important. Yeah. I mean, I've also found that as a singer when I go into the studio to record music, I mean, it's so difficult because I'm a live performer. But going into the studio, first of all, you're thinking, this is going to be preserved for posterity.
Right, right, right.
And to get the story behind a song for a recording that they're not going to see the facial expressions, it's tough. And last night, also, I didn't want to look at the script either because, again, there's that visual reinforcement. I wanted to make sure I could understand everything they were saying. Mm-hmm. If they were going too fast, too slow, were they enunciating enough?
Right.
You know, did an accent get in the way because Zsa Zsa has an accent? The German captain obviously
carries
an accent.
Right, of course, of
course. Does that get in the way? So that's an important part for this. And it's very different because basically I'm a stage director.
Right, right, right.
And to look away to make sure, is the audible coming across?
Yeah. How much rehearsal time do you give?
These shows are done in three rehearsals.
Three rehearsals,
yes. So that speaks to the caliber of also the artists that are working with us. But we do three rehearsals.
Oh, but these people usually work together or often work together, no?
There are a number of artists that are working with the company. Sometimes they do like Guys and Dolls. Other times they do the radio. We're always looking for new people to come out. We always encourage people, if maybe you don't feel comfortable right now doing an audition, come out and help us work on the show. You know, do a Foley. You could be learn how to be a Foley artist. I have two gentlemen that are sort of shadowing me and learning how to direct.
Like, I, just to interrupt you, I'm a big shy because I know what a Foley artist is, but maybe other people don't.
All right. The Foley artist in radio is the artist that creates all the sound effects.
Okay.
Sometimes they do it verbally. Sometimes it's done, for instance, they'll have a little door frame, a scaled down door frame. So if somebody's entering the scene and you heard it again on the piece just before this, you heard the door open and the door slam. And there's this little door and the Foley artist is the one that opens the door and slams it. There are microphones set up. We have a lot of water, obviously. We're on
right,
the African
okay,
queen.
Yeah, right, right.
There's making of tea, so the Foley artist has a cup with a spoon that he'll hold up to the microphone and stir. They talk about gin being poured overboard, so there's water being poured into another vessel. The last show, we had left your listeners with a teaser about how to do a telephone, and the way they did the telephone, if you weren't in the recital hall with us, they took an empty, imagine your Welch's grape juice container.
Okay.
They took the top off, and then they talked into the empty juice container, so it changed the sound, and it sounded more like somebody on the telephone.
Okay, okay.
So, and that's what the Foley artist does. You know, if they're doing a fight, they're doing the fight. They may be shuffling. The classic, if you need a horse, you know, you'll have the little coconuts
right.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the Foley artist does all the sound effects.
Okay.
That was fun. That was good. Good explanation.
That was amazing. I heard it last time. That's why I knew what it was.
It's a lot of fun to watch because they're sitting there and they're doing all these different sound effects.
Right.
And then when you actually, you know, just try to disconnect yourself from watching what they're doing to the sound and how it's being incorporated into the story, because we want our listeners to feel like if we were doing it on stage, you would see all these things.
Right. Also, if you're doing it on stage, it's in your mind, the actors and the actresses, and you're prepared. And I think that's I would say that's the trickiest thing, because you still, even though you're reading it, you have to understand and know the whole story, because you can't wait to turn the page to find out what's next. It's like, wait a minute, you got to be able to flow and understand what's on the next page before you. That should only be a little bit of a guide for you.
Yes.
So your part is tricky there, trying to get everybody to know the role almost blank without the reading of it, but they're still going to read it.
One of the notes that I gave them, and also going back to what I had done as an actor when we did All About Eve, is to look at the role to sort of chart where the peaks and the valleys are. You know, if all of a sudden you see the a direction that or another actor says you're acting like a child, you've got to get there. You've got to build to that peak. So you have to mark that in your script.
I get you. I know what you're saying.
And,
okay.
And know that that's coming. And I think that's very, very important to get all those things in. You can't just read it cold. to go back.
Yeah, no, absolutely not, because it's totally lost. It's silly almost. It's like, you know, the connection has to be made in advance.
As if we don't have to memorize the script, but you need to have a familiarity with the script.
Well, you need to know where your emotions come in and how you have to play the part. That's what acting is. Yeah.
I mean, there were times in the last one, in All About Eve, where a character would say to me, you're acting like a child, you're getting, you know, overly emotional. You can't all of a sudden just flip a switch. Mm. You need to build to that.
Right. You have to be there. So when I'm saying it, it made sense.
Like, oh, yeah. I need to do this now. And the other thing, too, what's very important and from the director's point of view, when you're looking at the script, you have to give your audience, there are peaks and valleys. You can't always leave your audience way up high. You've got to give them a chance to come down off that climax, so to speak. It's like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
And all this is attained in 3 rehearsals? Wow.
In theory, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I've got a great company.
You don't get together in private?
We do not. I have a great company. Patrick Lyons, Clyde Locke, who's been here before, Elise May, Lydia Joseph, and let's see, Joe McPartland. They're doing a great job. And the interesting part about this particular script, so much of it is actually between Rose and Charlie. Those are the two characters on The African Queen. So this is a much smaller company than we've seen in the past.
Wow. We're going to have to wrap this up.
Too bad.
African Queen is this Sunday at 3 o'clock, the 14th, 3 o'clock at the Hillwood.
Right, Recital Hall.
The Recital Hall over here. It's a wonderful show. $10.
Mention what over here means once.
LIU, thank you, at the LIU campus. And anybody who has the opportunity to come. Okay, I would say it.
Ah, what town?
This town.
We're on Northern Boulevard.
I don't know Northern Boulevard, the LIU campus.
Is it in Old Westville?
I want to thank everybody.
Brookville.
Wow, you caught me on that one. I want to thank everybody, but we do have to hop. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you.